Stephen Mayne joins us now. He's a shareholder activist. Good morning. Good afternoon, Stephen.
Hi, Hilary. How are you?
I'm well. Now, does this sound familiar to you, that you get two banks merging and it's all going to be great and they're not going to cut any branches or ATMs, as Westpac says? What happens when this happens? Do people benefit?
Well, I do remember going to the Westpac press conference in April 1997 when they announced the $1.4 billion takeover of the Bank of Melbourne. And there they were promising to retain branches and the Bank of Melbourne brand and not lift fees and all this sort of stuff. And I think any objective assessment of what happened since is that they've basically, they have done everything they've done all the wrong things there and broke their word. So I think that a lot of people who've seen all sorts of banks from, you know, the Bank of Adelaide to Challenge Bank Advance Bank disappear over the years, the common thing has been branch closures, job losses, and then higher fees and charges for consumers. So we now have the world's most expensive banking system, and we supposedly have a policy which says that the big four banks can't merge, but this is pushing the envelope by asking for two banks in the big five to merge to create a new number one.
So if they're saying that they're not going to cut any branches or ATMs, where would those staff losses come?
Oh, just the usual sort of back office IT and telemarketing and all those types of things. But, I mean, the quote they used today was, quote, "The intention is that there will be no net reduction in branch or ATM numbers." Now, they will have the most number of branches and ATMs in the country of any bank, and they'll be the biggest bank in terms of deposits, home loans, lending, funds under management on their wealth platform. So this is just setting all sorts of new precedents in terms of size and scale, and it really is a major test for the Rudd government, which has been in a mini war with the banks over interest rate rises over and above what the Reserve Bank has done. And, I think a few people have the view that Wayne Swan should do what Paul Keating did in 1991 when he ruled that the ANZ Bank could not take over National Mutual because of competition issues. And that was the last big financial merger in Australia that was blocked. And I think there'd be a reasonable chance that Labor might take that position at this time, because it really does push the envelope.
Great. Thank you very much for that perspective, Stephen.
Thanks, Hilary.
It's got to get past the regulators and the government. We'll see what happens. That's shareholder activist Stephen Mayne.